Welcome to the Inland Port Board Meeting. We've got five of our board members here and one who's participating by phone, so we're going to go ahead and get started. And as indicated on the agenda, we'll begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. And Commissioner Jensen, could I ask you to lead us in that?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Everyone, please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thanks to members of the public who are here. We also are grateful to be hosted in today's meeting by the Salt Lake City School District. Particularly want to mention and thank Dr. Lexi Cunningham, who's the superintendent, Tiffany Sandberg, who's the board president, and Samuel Hansen, who's a board member. We're particularly grateful to be here at the North Star Elementary and want to recognize and thank Nate Elkins, who's the principal, Adrian Lobato, the assistant principal, and Melissa Ford, I forgot to mention, is also the board vice president. With that, we'll consider approving the meeting minutes from our March 27, 2019 meeting, and I would entertain a motion to that effect.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
I've got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion to the approval of the meeting minutes? Seeing none, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We have a lot to cover today. In addition to hearing from members of the public, and we'll follow the agenda as noted. The first is a discussion. All of these items actually will be discussion items. We're not asking the board to take any action on these particular items. That will come later. But there are a number of things that we need to hear from staff on with regards to updates. We're coming up quickly to the end of a fiscal year and the beginning of a new fiscal year. And so we want to start with a draft budget. And Chris, I will turn over to you on these updates.
Great, thanks, Derek. As part of state code, we're required to present budgets for both the previous year and marry them up. And along with forecasting our additional year, we can make amendments to those budgets as we move through that fiscal year. Thanks to Jill Flygar in the governor's office and to Paul Morris for preparing the data. And Paul, do you want to speak to the legalities of what we're doing?
So by June 22nd, it's sure you have to adopt the budget. You can amend, as Chris indicated there many times. The proposal is to update the previous budget at the next meeting. You have to give 10 days public notice on the web page as well as make the budget available. So that will be available before the next meeting. And then you'll hold a public hearing first on the fiscal year 19 budget, the one you're currently in, and then one on fiscal year 20. Do you want me to go through any of the specifics, Chris?
No, I think that's fine. It's in everyone's pocket. Packets, I can go through it if you'd like, Mr. Chair.
Why don't you hit the highlights for us?
Great. So looking at the highlights, probably the largest difference that you'll see.
You have been listening, you have been responding, and you are engaged in anti-scientific.
Let's just note that this is out of order. We do have a public decorum policy, and I know that members of the public have come to participate. It's unfortunate that we're having a public display, but we'll just take a break for a moment until we can get back to the regular order of the board. There is a time when the public is able to make public comment, so we'd ask you to wait until we have the public. We'd ask you to make public comment during the public comment period, which is noted on the agenda.
Okay.
Just wait for a few minutes.
for the news.
We apologize for taking space from Ella Sorensen, who's going to speak for the Audubon Society today. We recognize that she's trying to protect wildlife as well, and we apologize for taking her space. For all of you who are engaged in criminal negligence, you can listen now, because you haven't listened to public commenting, you haven't been listening to Envision Utah's own data, which says people don't want this, and you haven't been listening to people who are marginalized and have to deal with
Hello.
What are going to be poor health outcomes because of this court.
Yeah.
This is going to end anytime too soon. I'm sorry for members of the public, and especially those who came to make scheduled presentations. But we will reschedule the meeting, and we can do so according to public decorum policy that was adopted by this board. So I'm going to entertain a motion from the board to cancel the meeting. Is there a second to the motion? We've got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion to the motion?
Okay. Hey, I got one more thing for you. As far as
if not, I'll go ahead and call for a vote on the motion to go ahead and conclude the meeting. Just vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed? We're voting on concluding the meeting. Take just a 15-minute break because we do have some people coming who will try to get some control on the situation. But the meeting is concluded at this point. Thank you all for coming.